Part 2, Chapter 6, The Heavenly Lodge. You know that intercosmic radiation exists. Nowadays, natural science can locate these intercosmic radiations with all sorts of instruments, determine their intensity, and measure their wavelengths. However, it is not known where these radiations originate, even though it can be established that, radiating from certain directions of space, they are very powerful. These instruments are very imperfect, and it remains to be seen whether man will ever be able to gain further knowledge in this field with dialectical methods. Yet it may be useful that the spiritual school points out the scientific confirmation to you. The rational influence on the pupil applied by the school will be much more effective if the school can indicate already well-known radiations when speaking of the different electromagnetic radiations coming to us from space. A group of such radiations comes to us from the nature of death, those through which we live. There is also a group of radiations which emanates from the nature of life. This second group belongs to the light that shines in the darkness, but as the prologue of the Gospel of John puts it, cannot, as such, be observed by the darkness. The reason is that these radiations have a very high vibration, a totally different nature, so that they cannot be perceived by dialectical mankind. In the spiritual school, we indicate these light waves as the gnosis. Imagine that someone were to react to the Gnostic radiation field for the first time in the history of mankind. This man, as such, would be a solitary person. He would succeed in fundamentally changing the magnetic system of his personality in a twofold sense. The connection originating between the fourth candelabrum in the head sanctuary and the sacral plexus by means of the sympathetic nervous system. The embryonic new soul being has become a reality within him. Now let us assume that this man suddenly dies. He has served his time, his body can no longer stand it. As he is the first human being who passes away in Jesus the Lord, there is as yet no vacuum of Shambhala for him that can take him up and where he can develop himself. There is only a general intercosmic, Gnostic radiation field whose radiations come to us as cosmic radiations. This particular microcosm cannot be emptied. After having been emptied of everything belonging to the ordinary natural being, there remains in this microcosm the heart atom, or the rose of the heart, and something of the immortal state of the soul, which is entirely plunged into an embryonic consciousness, and which cannot make its influence felt because of its unconscious condition. Only one possibility remains for this very special microcosm to return to the material sphere to receive another new image bearer. Then this successor, this second image bearer, experiences something very special. At birth, on entering into that microcosm, there is not only question of an opened rose of the heart, but also of an embryonic new soul which becomes connected with the second image bearer. A notable and wonderful birth indeed. We see how this man, at a very early age, begins his path of return, how he celebrates the breakthrough of the consciousness early in life, thereby realizing the way in the gnosis, candelabrum, serpent fire, sacral plexus. This risen man, as a solitary person, as the first among the children of man, now understands that the way of the sons of God could be realized much quicker if there was not only a general Gnostic radiation field of intercosmic radiation, but at the same time, a very particularly maintained tension field, a restricted place in the space outside the reflection sphere in which the Gnostic radiations could be taken up, contained, and properly applied. Well, this first liberated man creates such a field. Whoever has a slight knowledge of the laws of Gnostic magic knows that this is possible. When one can assimilate and apply certain forces in his own being, he will, with the help of magnetic magic laws, be able to create such a field around himself. Eventually it would be so large that others could also be taken up in it. When this one person has created such a field, he proceeds to make his pupils conscious of this activity. Then he says to them, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If it were not so, I would have told you. I now go to prepare a place for you. And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." You will find these words in John 14, where Jesus the Lord speaks to his pupils about these matters. In the last chapters of the Gospel of John, he explains what he has accomplished for them and for all those who are willing to go the path. In each new period of mankind, sometimes more than once, the foundation of two magnetic Gnostic concentration fields existing within the body of the spiritual school is brought about. Those two fields are polarized as positive and negative and are intended as the two poles of a great new liberation field. One pole is active with and situated in the combating church in the material sphere. The other pole is situated in the conquering church in the heavenly lodge in the vacuum of Shambhala. Between these two poles, a serpent fire, an axle is established. So there is question of the creation of a magnetic globe with two poles in which all who go the path of the spiritual school, all who want to belong to it according to their state of life, are admitted. As soon as that mansion is prepared of which Jesus the Lord speaks to his pupils, "Now I go and prepare a place for you, and then I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." All those who are taken up into such a magnetic globe need fear death no longer. On the new basis, they are then in eternity, and all the inhabitants of this magnetic globe, of this Gnostic body, should now conquer the world in their lifetime, as was explained before. When finally this victory is celebrated, they will progress with their entire twofold magnetic field, surrounded and borne by the magnetic globe. They leave, as it were, the earthly field and become linked into a chain of magnetic bodies. Perhaps you've heard of the universal chain which reaches from heaven to earth. Well, in our magnetic body, both in the material sphere and in the heavenly lodge, we are active in completing the work of being linked with the universal chain. With all those who belong to this magnetic body, we go out to enter the new life field, to proceed then, step by step, to the immovable kingdom. If you now fully understand this grand happening, which we have only described briefly, you will also understand when Jesus the Lord, in John 14, continues, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, and if you cannot believe in me, believe me for the sake of the works themselves." We told you that enormous things are going to happen in connection with the new period and the new developments. They overtake us, and so the spiritual school tries to inform you as much as possible. Therefore, the spiritual school can say to you, if you do not believe in the spiritual school, then believe in every respect in the works of the school, which will emerge in a more and more accentuated manner. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and much greater works than these. Just as for a family, a house can be built with many rooms, so there are many magnetic Gnostic globes for the use of the different successive harvest groups of mankind. As soon as a harvest is gathered into the barns of some magnetic body, that body disappears out of the spheres of the earth and continues on the road of perfection to the immovable kingdom, to the original state of the fallen microcosms. When the appointed time has arrived, a new magnetic globe must be formed again with a view to the next harvest. In this way, the modern spiritual school, the Sevenfold World Brotherhood, also possesses a heavenly lodge, a magnetic liberation field in which the blessedness of the embryonic state of renewal of the soul can be made safe and within which the work can be fulfilled. No doubt you will now understand better than ever before that in the Pistis Sophia, the magnetic body is called the 13th Aeon. We can also understand the words of the first epistle of Peter, in which we read, "Rejoice with unutterable and exalted joy. As the outcome of your faith, you obtain the salvation of your souls." It is possible that the question presents itself. Can people, standing outside the spiritual school, possess the minimum basis of soul renovation necessary for being taken up in the vacuum of Shambhala after death? The reply to this must be, no, perhaps you think it a great pity because you have family or friends who are outside of the school and to whom you would wish the same glory that is prepared for you. But our reply cannot conceal the truth. All those who are taken up within the magnetic system of the living body of the spiritual school can taste its salvation. All those who are outside cannot. No doubt there are many souls who, from an ecclesiastical, mystical, or humanistic, mystical, or a so-called white magical point of view, lead a serene, pure life, and who, in a mystical manner, have a true belief in Jesus the Lord, which is interpreted ecclesiastically. These people can often assimilate something of the intercosmic Gnostic radiation field in themselves and consequently can develop in a very elementary way something of the new soul fluid in their being. But as they are not aware of this from a scientific point of view and therefore cannot be touched rationally by the radiation field of the spiritual school, they cannot possibly fulfill the necessary process. A more or less negative result is noticed in such persons. In cases where something immortal is achieved in that manner, the microcosm will still have to return to the material sphere to receive a new image bearer. This is an extremely slow process of development. In the long run, however, such microcosms are sure to find the way back to the house of the Father.